Basketball ran in Mackenzie Howard's family. Her mother, Marla Howard, plays the game, and her father, Kip Howard, is a veteran of Southeast Alaska's annual gold medal tournament. He says his daughter wanted to follow in those footsteps.
She says, "Mom, you're a baller, and my dad's a baller. So that must mean I'm going to be a super baller." And that was a joy to hear from her.
At 13 years old, Mackenzie was looking forward to the day that she'd be able to play on the JV or varsity squads at Cake High School. And her dad says she took an interest in college basketball, too. Mackenzie's inspiration was Brittany Griner, a 6'8" senior who plays for Baylor.
She enjoyed when she got to watch her play, and then she would run downstairs and make a pose and say, "Brittany Griner." But yeah, she was dreaming of going to Baylor University and to be the next Brittany Griner.
For her dad, the fun was in watching her play. On a road trip to Kluwak, Mackenzie played on a team of all boys against another team of all boys. Her dad told her that it would make her better, and he says she bought into it. Not that it was always easy to watch her take that advice.
I was sitting on the bench, and she was playing defense, I think, and the kid ran her over and then stepped on her and trampled on her. My first reaction was I jumped off of the bench, and I took two steps toward the court, and then I stopped. I looked back at my wife, and I told her, "These bleachers need seatbelts." And my baby got right up off of the floor and continued playing as hard as she was.
Those good memories are what Kip Howard says he and his family will hold on to as they wait for answers to their questions about exactly what happened. The night Mackenzie didn't come home, Kip Howard got a handheld floodlight and went searching.
That was the most terrible feeling I've had. And then I got the call.
The Howard family is well known in Cake, a city of about 600 people some 40 miles northwest of Petersburg. Kip Howard is the fire chief, and he captains the city's search and rescue boat. He says because Cake is a close-knit community, the tragedy of Mackenzie's death reverberates throughout the city.
My mom is still alive down south, and I have several sisters. But since I've been here in Cake, the folks here have been my mother, my grandmothers, my sisters, my brothers, my uncles, my nephews. This is my family.
Mackenzie had several siblings, 3 brothers and 5 sisters. Many family members traveled back to Cake upon hearing the news. Condolences have also poured in from throughout the community, the Alaskan Panhandle, and friends across the state and country.
Too many to respond to, but all I could think of was thank you. Thank you.
Reporting from Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.